Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com. And save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today. The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
It's like if we turn this thing on, then all of a sudden it's just the Modrons start marching into the plane.
I mean, you could infer that this might do something to chaotic beings like demons.
Right.
It may have something very, very definite to say about a shit ton of beings from a plane of chaos being here.
Right.
But you don't know.
So sort of out of game, you mean chaotic beings, like literally the realm of chaos, not like your character's chaotic neutral.
No, like demons are beings of chaos.
Right.
Devils are beings of law. They would probably like the things that happen through...
Are they of law?
Yes.
Or anti-law?
They are lawful evil.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Demons are chaotic evil, and they are constantly in conflict with each other.
That makes sense.
The Blood War.
Of 2024.
No, long time before that.
That's would they don't get have...
Cody left. No, I'm good.
Would any of this, like, chaos order stuff have any way of being for us to be able to locate Fuckstick McGee that we've been trying to find?
Which Fuckstick McGee that you've been trying to find?
Gromph?
Yeah, that guy.
Well, we know where we got to go to get Gromph. We don't need Gromph. We just need
Sir Fuckstick McGee of the highest order.
None of our news from Men's Aberrantson has said anything about Gromph.
You didn't pay nearly enough for Gromph info.
No.
No, he disappeared.
Yeah, in your visions, you saw Gromph bamf his way out of Men's Aberrantson after Demogorgon was summoned.
Yeah, because it smelled like bitch in here, Gromph. Any other questions?
I mean, you guys have genuinely asked some very good questions and been able to give me good reasons on why you'd be able to find the information. So if you have more stuff.
Jeff, what can I say except you're welcome?
I mean, I would assume the druids would be able to talk to us about the tenebrous mushrooms in the footprint thing.
Oh, Timisk?
Yeah, Timisk.
Yeah, they could show you what a Timisk mushroom looks like, everything like that. I'm assuming that Ertland would know what Timisk mushrooms are.
I would assume. I can't remember why they... They have to be in the footprint of something. I couldn't remember what it was.
I can look it up and tell you.
I almost want to say it was a Garistro demon. Which was one of the reasons why the Minotaur being in the labyrinth, why we assumed we'd be able to find it there as well.
Oh, yeah, and Gromph, Vazarin has actually been looking for him, too. and he hasn't been able to find any sign of him. Magically or otherwise. Vizarin's plan. 13 Timisk mushrooms, also known as devil's mushrooms, sprouted from the footprint of a Merilith, a Balor, or a Garistro demon.
Gotcha.
Which is funny because Meriliths don't have feet. They have the body of a snake.
Got ya.
You know, it's one big foot.
Big squiggly foot.
Did they have any leads on no feet or the Balors?
No. I don't know that there'd be a whole lot left of this place if we'd seen Balors.
Which ones are the Balors?
Are
those the gorilla-like ones?
No, it's equivalent to the flame demon in Lord of the Rings.
You shall not pass type shit.
Balrog?
Balrogs, yeah. Yes.
No, fucking like whips and swords and fucking murdering everybody. Whips,
whistles, yeah. Chains, yo-yos, my grandmother riding by on a bicycle giving me the finger and a duck.
I don't get that reference, but...
Black Sheep.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen that in a it's really, really long old time. Movie.
Oh no, is your mommy home? That's the next one.
Okay.
Meriliths.
At least Troy laughs.
Meriliths, Balors, and Garistros are surprisingly high level demons.
Okay.
If they were moving around in force, we probably would be in a lot worse shape than we are.
I mean, yeah, but there are also 8 demon lords on this in this fucking place, so
yeah, but not around here.
Well, I understand. For now. I understand the Underdark is very vast, but
we haven't seen signs of any of them around here or in any of the places that we travel regularly.
Would any of those specific demons be connected to any of the demon lords?
Garistros would be.
Yeah, Garistros would be tied to Baphomet.
Well, yeah, we know that. The other two is more, I guess.
Balors are almost on the same level as demon lords. They are usually like the right hand guys of demon lords.
Lieutenants.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't want to mess with those if we can avoid it.
I mean, I assume.
And Meriliths are just scary bitches. Meriliths are 6-armed, torso of a woman, 6 arms, all with swords and snake body, and they. If you look them up in the DMG, I think they're like CR 16 or something like that. They're mean.
Ooh. Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hopefully not run into any of those.
Well, you know you're going after at least one of them.
Akira's going to try and stab
at least
it.
A Garistro.
Well, I knew that. I was hoping more for Garistro and not that.
Yeah.
So blood ichor of a demon lord. The ooze. Or wait, no. You guys changed my opinion or mind on that one. I was thinking the null god was the slime god.
No, no, that's Jublex.
Yeah.
No, actually, a Garistro is actually higher CR than a Meriliths.
Well, we've got to kill a Garistro, so let's just pick one because we need a Garistro's heart.
Yep.
Okay. Can we get some more meat shields?
We few, we happy few, we band of brothers.
So what's going to be which demon lord is going to be the easiest to get blood or ichor from?
Because
technically...
Roll a d8?
Wouldn't Jublex leave a slime trail?
He would.
And where did we say he was again?
I don't know if we got word. I have Jublex written down.
I don't know. I assume one of you took notes. I don't remember what I told you.
Gratzt is in Gracklestug.
Jublex was following Zuchtamoy.
Who's Orcus?
The Demon Lord of Undead.
What does Elderbrain mean?
He's with the Mind Flayers.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Demogorgon, we know where he is. The other two, we're going to go meet. So... Yeah, that Jublex is the one I don't have.
No, he was following Zuchtamoy.
He was following Zuchtamoy to Aramicus?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose it sort of maybe makes sense.
And then Gratz, who's the demon lord of devils, is off in an unknown place watching things unfold and laughing about them.
I have him. I have him in Grecklestone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Deception. Got Demon it. Lord of Deception.
Is that not the one that's trapped in the phylactery?
Oh, that's right. You are absolutely right.
Which, who did you say?
Grotz.
Oh, yeah. Since nobody ever specified what was going on with it, I need the two of you to roll off.
Who has that demon?
Who touched it first?
Oh, first or last?
First.
What are we rolling?
A D20.
Well, if you ain't first, you're last.
D32?
Sure. Hell, I don't care.
You can be second. You can be third. Four. Hell, you can be fifth.
Anarchy.
He rolled higher than me. Means,
but I like it. Kira.
Yeah.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew. I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
I have to think for a second. Don't worry about it at this point, because nobody paid any attention to it for this long.
Let's go. So Jublex would probably be the easiest to get ichor from, besides cutting a demon lord and getting blood from them, because I assume we're not wanting to fight them.
Speak for yourself. Kira's ready to die for anything.
Yeah.
So. Yep. Hoorah, motherfuckers.
Semper Fi.
We'll see if you don't burn yourself out by the time we even get to a demon lord.
We could ask the directions to the next demon lord.
Well, if Zuk Demoy was... We don't know for sure, but Zuk
was... Zuk Demoy was in Neverlight Grove.
Right.
Right.
Which means Jublex has to be relatively nearby as long as she's not... Like, as long as Zuk Demoy is not gone.
So I thought we maybe had asked this, but wasn't the assumption that she's probably moved on to Aramicus already?
I believe that you saw her moving with a force of Myconids.
Right.
Okay. And where is Aramicus on the map in comparison
to...
It's
a huge red blob. Orange. Dark light.
You are in Blingdenstone, right up here,
right.
And this is Aramicus.
Gotcha.
That is massive.
That is the largest living creature in the world.
In that universe, yeah.
What's the giant orange area, then? Well, it's the Plane of the Dead, isn't it?
This?
Yeah.
It's called the Buried Realms. I don't know anything about it.
Buried Realms, okay.
Yeah, it's not a part of this campaign.
Fair enough.
I don't have anything to read on.
Not until we take a giant left turn.
Let's go there. Good luck, fucker.
I'll figure something out. I don't give a shit.
There's not even any literature on this thing, but we're going to make it work.
Not in this book. I'm sure I can find something.
I'm sure you can, yeah.
Make a perception check.
Yeah. You all die.
Yep. Rocks fall. Yep. You die.
We're playing DCC from now on. Just a bunch of nobodies.
And it's been 6 months, so it's entirely probable that she would, that she and, if Jublex was following her, would already be to...
You don't know how long she spent in...
True.
Neverlight Grove.
We will,
but
once
within,
we get to Neverlight Grove.
Within a couple weeks ago, or however long it was since you went to Graven Hollow, she was on the move. She wasn't...
Yeah.
She wasn't set up somewhere. She was on the move with a force.
Gaia. How long does slime from an ooze last?
It's acid.
Right.
So it depends on how long it... A certain amount of acid can react to a certain amount of whatever it's sitting on until there's nothing left to react with.
Right. Okay.
Not necessarily a long time.
Just like, was there a snail trail that Jublex has left that we can just be like, scoop, and walk past?
I doubt it. If we're needing to get blood of something, it's going to be...
Well, it says blood or ichor. That's why I was like... Mm-hmm. It's just Jublex slime. Scoop.
I want to see what you're going to scoop that up with.
Class.
Good luck.
A neoprene bottle. Okay. I'm still under the assumption that we are headed... To the labyrinth.
I mean, yeah, the location where we're going to get the most things solved in a specific area.
Or at least fight the most things.
how would we, because like in my head, I can't think of anything else off the top of the, but like Blendin' Stone obviously seems to want to assist us in some way.
Yes.
How would we, like, what do we think Blendin' Stone would be able to assist with?
I like Kira's idea of an information network.
Yeah.
They have connections back to Menza Berenson and Gracklestug. They could find out information from either of those places. They have extra planar allies in their elementals. They could use those for information gathering.
Right.
They also have clerics. They have like a full society here. That I mean, it's kind of up to you guys' creativity to figure out what you would like them to work on for you.
Send one of their clerics back to the tower, set up a church, bless that spot. Come join our party. I was having a thought, but I don't. So, did we get an idea that the Demon Lords don't necessarily all want to be here?
No, they're very happy to be here. They don't want to work together.
Right. But they would be also less than enthused to learn that Loth is the only one still in the Chaos Realm alone.
And taking everything that was once theirs.
Yeah. Sort of setting up Singular Shop.
They wouldn't be happy about that, but they are... They're kind of beings of chaos, and they're just as happy to be here creating chaos, which is one of their end goals.
Right.
Normally, the Demon Lords cannot get to the Prime Material Plane, and they're happy as a pig in shit right now, getting to just run around and create chaos.
Would there be any like druids or clerics that would want that could want to join the party to help like restore any myconids that are still in Neverlight Grove?
That would, I'd give you a roll. Okay. Some kind of a charisma based roll.
Like a Hawaiian roll?
Are so, those charisma based?
I don't know, but they're good.
I mean, they're delicious.
Yeah. I found sweet Hawaiian bagels.
Oh yeah, those are great.
Oh, they Ooh. Are.
Where'd you find those at?
Sweet Hawaiian hot dog buns are amazing.
Yeah, well, those are good too. But I put, I found homemade pineapple jam at a Amish place and put that on the sweet Hawaiian bagels, and it was magical.
Those Amish know what they got. Sounds good stuff.
How would the Stoneheart Enclave react if I told them about finding their leader in Mantle Dareth?
They knew that she was in Mantle Dareth.
Did they know that she was crazy?
No, that happened while she was there.
Gotcha. Do you want to know why that happened and what caused it?
Yes.
And then I want to bring up the
gem that nobody even thought about until now?
Yeah. No, we talked about it.
I don't know anything about it.
What are you talking about? That was part of the conversation
we never played it like that
with before. The Beholder. That was how I talked to us getting in.
I know, but after you killed the Beholder, you guys just said, well, I'm taking all the magical items with me.
That was one session ago, Jeff.
Yeah.
But it was 3 weeks ago, real time.
It was a month 4 weeks ago. Yeah. 4 weeks. Yeah, I mean, like, we obviously still have it with us.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's right here.
So I would be like...
But apparently you haven't seen it since Kira picked it up.
Well, when Kira decides to come back, I'll bring it up. Because I would assume that they would have... I would assume that they're higher level characters than we are, or at least that I would be.
Not necessarily, no.
Really?
No, the priest, I know that the priest that they had there was lower level than Matt.
Oh, okay.
Because he couldn't, the priest could not bring back Lucas when he died.
Oh, that's right.
They had some druids that were a little bit higher level, and they cast, reincarnate on him.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it.
But I would assume that greater restoration would help cure the madness, though.
Yes.
I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I know that I can cure it at this point.
Do druids have greater restoration?
Yes.
You could probably get a druid or two to go with you.
Well, I'm also part cleric.
Right, but if you're looking for others, I don't know that you're going to have clerics there high enough to cast it.
It got me. I don't know why it did.
Yeah, druids also have greater restoration. I wanted to bring up the...
just the good hat.
The phylactery to the Stoneheart Enclave to see what...
Kira, make a will save.
Oh, go
you
fuck
dead.
Yourself. D32?
Please.
No.
Oh, fuck.
D32.
I threw my bullshit D20 at you earlier. Throw it at you again. That can't be good.
That's real fucking bad, dude.
Shit happens. The big dice taketh. I got a plus 17, so we're all right.
It's still a fail.
A plus 17? Holy 17. Shit.
Yes.
Damn.
Okay.
This is literally the highest saving throw I've seen in this book.
My lies aren't even good enough. Well... Rip, guys. I'm going to go create a new character now.
Since this was brought back up, I've been sitting here trying to think of a lie that you would that you now believe.
Oh, that's fine. Just tell me what I believe. I'll believe it.
But I also know what the hell's going on.
I mean, Drow are cute and cuddly. Demon Lords are my friend. Lucas is funny. Just throw me a lie out there. I'll believe it.
Sereth was the love of your life.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Damn.
Who's sexy, kinda?
For sure sexy. 100%. Love it.
Who's Sereth?
Do you remember who Sereth is?
I assumed you were going to fill in everybody else.
Sereth was the drow who was in the prison with them in the session one.
Okay.
The one who died in Neverlight Grove.
Oh, he
died
was just...
because he was infected by Zuk'tamoy.
Got and it. This is now what I believe.
Yep.
Perfect. That's going to go well for me. Thanks. Shout out to Isaac, by the way. I was looking at a comic to bid on, so...
I was awesome. Why you put your ears in.
He's got a Tomb of Dracula 13 that he wants $75 for. That's the origin of Blade. So
yeah. Did you bid for it or no?
I haven't decided yet, but you know, I think I'm still in the group, so that would be like 10% off.
If you get like somebody like Tina or Ship in that group, they're gonna buy that shit.
Nobody said anything.
Fast enough,
nobody cares.
Tina seemingly has like all the money.
Nobody cares. I don't know why. Nobody
idea what she does really.
Like I opened it up and I went, "That's fucking Tomb of Dracula." Like that's an early issue. I'm like, "What
I
fucking
swear
issue
she drops
is that?"
$500 every show.
But he said he turns us on Spotify all the time, but doesn't know what the fuck is going on. He even admitted that
Neither do we.
Well.
True.
He said he's listening to Berlin. He says he has no idea what the fuck is going on, and he's barely listening to it. But he turns us on Spotify just so we get views. So
that's
like,
fun too.
Like, I can't blame it. So, Isaac, in case you hear Isaac, I just figured I'd throw it out there.
Love you, buddy. Thanks for checking our shit out.
I'm editing this out.
You got to keep Isaac in there. Just put it in random places that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Because he's a good dude. I like Isaac a lot.
It's like, is it I-Z-A-K is how we spell it?
Yeah,
too? It's a
Isaac.
Real different spelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm in love with a stripper.
We should have him sponsor our show for money.
He ain't got any money. He sells comic books on the internet.
He gives fucking comics.
Okay, then give us comic books.
He sells comics underpriced. I went to Go Collect.
He really does.
A 4.0 is $205. So like I'm really resisting really hard not to buy The Origin of Blade for $75.
Offer
plus
him
the discount.
60, see what he does.
He will take it. Like I don't
okay,
want to.
Then you saved
I don't him. Want to because I feel bad.
But he'll take it.
Which makes me believe that he has to have money. Like
I don't think he does. I think he's just that kind of guy. He's the nicest
person. I just
person.
Love selling comics.
What is it?
That is a great only holy in shit. Central Indiana joke. Like,
good old Don. Crazy Don.
Isaac, down to Don's guns.
I just love to sell guns. And his fucking shooter hands.
I haven't thought about him for a while.
He died, what, 10 years ago?
Oh, who fucking... Like, the man looked like
he was that long ago, but... Yeah.
Been dead for 40 years. He's just been on strings.
That explains the weird smile and the fucking fucked up
finger
guns.
Bob Barker's been dead for years. He's just been on strings.
Oh,
Dane Cook skit, sorry.
Troy's going on one tonight.
Oh no.
Okay, so I want to show. I still want to show the Stoneheart Enclave.
Is so? What's Kira doing with the stone?
Which stone? I've lost my train of thought.
The stone that you picked up and
that has the Demon Lord in it.
Just, I have it. Just gave you an insanity. Yes.
When the fuck did I get it? Did you guys do that? That when
that's
I,
what the that's roll what off
I rolled
was.
Off Jesus to Christ. See who had it.
Oh,
I know you've had a couple of drinks.
Give him a break. He went upstairs.
No, I don't. I don't remember the stone being brought up. I didn't realize I had it.
Yep, that's why you made the will save, and that's why you now believe a lie.
I don't remember picking it up, but okay, fair enough.
You don't. No, nobody said, hey, we're going to do this and make sure that nobody touches it.
He literally had you guys roll to see who took it.
I accept it. I'm following now. I went upstairs. I got it. It's not from being intoxicated.
We did kind of gloss over it.
Correct. Yeah. No. You're like, make a will save, and I'm like, here's my fucking die. What do you want to do? Okay, sure. My precious. I got it. It's mine. I got it. It's in my back pocket. It's my best friend.
So are you going to show it off? Or are you going to hand it to somebody else?
Oh.
I thought the person holding that was kind of like wanted to keep it. Wasn't that always part of the
story? That was a part of just because that was of a him? Part of Malvaeus'
okay,
lie.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Even I hand it off, odd I don't.
It's yours.
Yeah, odd.
13, bud.
Okay.
Real bad luck.
Fair enough.
I would warn them not to touch it, because I know.
It's my precious. I picked it up when I picked up the axe.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And I'm I'm pining for that dude.
Yeah.
100%.
I would tell them what it is, what it does to people. That's why she had her problems. I wasn't able to cure her then.
Do what?
So they all look at Kira.
What?
She's fine.
And I just say, yeah, I'll take care of it.
What? So.
You what, mate?
Huh? So there's a demon lord in here.
Yes.
What?
In here?
Where?
In this gym.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you know about it.
Right. I'm helping you out.
Doesn't bother you.
Okay. Or not. One of the two. I haven't decided yet. Let me know.
That's not the lie that you
I was
he
dead
just
at the
told
time.
You the lie that you believe.
Right. I understand that.
Yeah, and up to this point you've seen no sign of her reacting to it at all.
Right.
Yeah, I'm good.
I didn't ask if you were or weren't.
Well, I'm just reinforcing.
I don't need you to lie to me. I know how it works. I know there's something wrong with you, and it hasn't manifested yet.
My precious.
So now, I will just...
Precious.
Once
dick.
A day, you'll get a greater restoration.
So, why haven't we destroyed this?
We're
That's fine. I
we're
got
concerned
it.
That if we destroy it, it will release the Demon Lord within. I don't know how it functions. So, what this was a safeguard. When the Demon Lords were plucked from the abyss and brought to the primaterial plane, it triggered one
he
of his...
The Demon Lord created this ward
correct.
To protect itself.
Correct. So would destroying this only put him back to into the plane of...
Into the abyss? Maybe.
The maybe's the problem. We don't know. We've already got enough Demon Lords out and about.
We can't run on maybes. It's the first time my character has spoken the whole game.
We've been traveling with Lucas for like 2 weeks now. First time he said anything.
Yep.
Not how's breakfast or your hair looks nice or who's digging
and
the latrine.
How's that demon dick coming along?
Do you have any beans and toast?
You what, mate?
You what, mate?
I've just decided on this accent now.
It was
I've
more,
had two beers.
It was more Jack Sparrow last time I tried it. I'm still workshopping.
I mean...
a different dialect every time I talk.
Well, we know the guy trapped inside's a liar.
Right.
We don't.
Yes, Lucas, we know. We know what they know, for fuck's sake, for the 11th time.
They can decide what they
We're
tell
We're going to go through this again with his next character.
Yeah.
Let's get to the point where this character dies so we can go on to the next one.
Because Lucas is going to irritate me enough that I will kill him.
So we got to look at it from this...
Six drow assassins out of nowhere. Poison darts.
Six black dragons.
We honestly have to look at this from two standpoints. So he's told us that he's been stuck in this gym because it's something he created. Could be a fucking lie. He's told us that destroying it will send him back to wherever he wants to go. That could be a fucking lie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like... We literally know nothing, honestly, except for the fact that he is inside it. That's like really the only verifiable truth that we have.
Well, if I'm looking at this from somebody who would create a ward to protect myself.
Wait, are you the demon talking right now?
No, this is a gnome talking to you about this, because he brought this and is like, I want to know what you think of this. I wouldn't, if I created a ward to protect myself, if the ward worked, it wouldn't screw me afterwards. It would take me, it would keep the thing from happening to me that it was designed to protect me from. I wouldn't be able to be summoned. That would be my logic behind this. This demon lord created a ward to keep himself from being summoned. If it works, he's not going anywhere. He's going to be right where he wanted to be.
So does this seem to you like something else trapped him in this then?
No.
By that logic? Or if this is a ward, he wants to be inside of it.
He rolled high enough. He knows the stories with Frazer Blue.
Yeah.
He was summoned and kept for centuries.
Right.
If he's designed a ward to keep himself from being summoned, that's what it's going to do. He's powerful enough to stop most any spellcaster in Faerun. I think if he is not trapped in this gym afterwards, he's going right back to where he would have been when this spell tried to pull him.
Who's got a big hammer?
But again, are we believing that this was a self-made ward to keep him, to put him in this? Like, that's what I'm trying to get at.
That's a very good point.
This is the gnome telling us that. Like, correct. Do we believe right. The gnome? So insight on the gnome? To think that he actually believes what he's talking about, maybe?
Yeah, they're friends. Mm-hmm. He's not. I mean, he can roll it.
I mean, yeah, we've got no reason to distrust him.
Well, true, but I don't know. That's a 19.
Yeah, he hasn't touched the gym.
True.
He's not taken by its effects or something. The gnome is trying to logic his way through this.
Right.
Can we use this shit at all, knowing what it is, to get any of the things that we need?
Well, what do you want?
Trade it for some ichor. That's the way to get it without...
Make a deal with Jublex and give him the other demon lord? Is that what you mean?
We don't. Jublex is somewhere far away from where we are and where we're going.
Oh, you mean like get him out of it and...
We're going to...
That is what you would have to do to get blood or ichor from Frazer Blue. You'd have to release him from this.
Got
you. No, but I mean, and you don't know that destroying the gym will do that.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is we're going to the labyrinth. There are two other demon lords in the labyrinth. Hey, we've got one of them. There's one trapped in this gym. Can we trade some for some blood?
That's an option for sure.
Yeah.
Party vote?
I'm okay with it. I mean, we brought it this far.
Smash it, smash it. In honor of Gallagher. Fuck it up.
R.I.P.
So are we smashing it, or are we taking it to the labyrinth?
I'm not saying smash it. No.
Is that not what we were voting for?
No.
Kira's like got a hammer over... Are we not?
How do you want to
phrasing? Are we not doing phrasing anymore?
Huh?
How do we release it? Release him.
I don't care about releasing
him. He's talking about making a deal with the other demon lords for some of their blood by giving
them...
He
wants to literally trade the gem to another demon lord.
Yes.
As a means to get Ichor, or whatever. Whatever else we need. Come in this cup, and I'll give you this gem.
That they don't like each other, so we're handing him an imprisoned cousin.
I just need a sample.
I don't hate it. Like, I mean,
it's probably a terrible idea that has unforeseen consequences. But
of the ideas Troy has had on this podcast, I like this one more than a lot of them.
It is definitely a choice. Yes,
let's do that then.
Then
let's just go to the fucking labyrinth.
Fuck it, YOLO.
Worst case 11. Scenario, right?
We have two demon lords instead of one.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. But worst case scenario,
it kills you anyway and takes it.
Right.
Also true.
Or game it over. Does DCC. Trade. It smashes it, and whatever happens, happens anyway. And we just got the blood. We're like, YOLO. And then run the fuck out.
Were syringes invented yet? Can we just... That was the sound of a syringe.
So you're taking the gem to the left.
Anytime somebody shoves a syringe, it goes...
You gotta do the sucking sound.
Yeah. The fuck kind of syringes have you been around?
I don't know.
The toy kind?
It's a Fisher Price syringe.
Syringes only make that noise if you're not actually shoving it in somebody.
That's true. That's true.
Let's just go to the labyrinth and fight something.
So, yeah. I guess
we're... No. We still have another place that he made out a whole lot of models to stop. So we're fucking stopping there.
We haven't gone to Neverlight Growth
yet. No, we're in Blingdenstone. Jeff wanted us to create content, and by God, we have created some sort of content. Right.
This has actually been really good for me. I feel like a lot of information has been bandied about.
You get to use all this
you
shit
assume we paid attention to any of it.
Year.
I did.
Well, it's been a good refresher for me because there's a lot of this that has sat stagnant in my head for months now.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, I think I like your idea of smashing it, but I think we're going to give it to a demon lord.
Kira.
Your idea is good, but we're going to gift it to someone who's, you know, more evil than we are.
We're trade, not gifting.
Come in this cup.
Well, it sounds like a bad idea to me, but...
I mean, what's the alternative? We smash
death.
It, and it goes back to whence it came, which, okay.
Yeah.
When?
No, I true. Mean, it, yeah, it's turning it into a possible resource. I right. get that.
Or we smash it, and there he's right in front of us. Now we got a demon lord in front of us. Like, I'm going to take the 50-50 on, like...
Would you rather smash it here in Blindenstone or
we'll
in the labyrinth?
We'll leave it with you guys. Like, no. Well, let's get a use out of it.
Go chuck it in Menza Berenson.
What's the deepest, darkest chasm in the Underdark?
The labyrinth is probably pretty close.
Well, there you go. See?
I think it...
I always have
I'm just
plan.
Saying, blood,
on the map, it
blood
was,
or
it's actually ichor part of, the deeper
of
dark.
A demon lord is not going to be something easily got. So... If we can somehow trade for it.
Gnolls drool a lot, don't they?
Yeah, kind of.
We just got to get to whatever his name is.
You guys ready to go to the labyrinth?
No, we're going to Neverlight
fucking
Grove.
Fucking Neverlight Grove.
Dick face.
Fuck, fine.
Okay, so nothing
Cast
else.
Cast a spell.
Nothing else you want to do before you go, before you leave.
Throw the whole book at you.
I have requested 4 of the most virile male and female... where are we at? Deep gnomes?
Yeah.
Yeah, deep gnomes.
I cast knock.
For what?
None of your goddamn business.
I bet the most...
To run me a hot bath,
I bet
Jeff.
The most cool. Virile ones are the were-rats. Just so you know.
Kira might be in that. I don't know. Don't yuck her yum. Man.
I was just trying to help you out.
You back off, turtle boy.
I was giving you a suggestion.
You back off.
I was educating.
All gnolls.
Particularly strong deep gnomes.
All
gnolls. Male or female does not matter.
All gnolls in this game are now played by Jeff Goldblum.
Tippy tippy gnolls?
Toe. Tippy tippy toe.
Gnolls or Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, why not? I mean, there
weird,
could, I don't
weird
think
guy,
there could
a weird
be a worst casting. That is not at all.
No.
Not at all. Close. Not at all.
So anyway, that's the last request that I have.
I just want him in the show.
Okay, yeah. You could. I'm sure you could find somebody.
Yeah. Don't ask questions, Jeff.
Yeah, I really don't want to know. I'm not going to roleplay it with you like Matt wanted to, but...
Fireball and we leave.
I cast Rage, Donkey Punch.
Okay. Nothing you're looking for before you leave or anything like that?
Did got everything
for,
we needed.
Did you pay cool. for rooms? Let's go. So are we supposed to stay a night or two?
We paid 200 fucking gold.
So let's sleep and then go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Level up.
Hot bath.
Hot bath does sound good. I've been a slave for a while.
You said there wasn't anything magical we could purchase here whatsoever, really.
They have a bunch of stuff that you just sold them.
Okay. How much did we get for selling stuff?
I have no idea.
What did we sell?
10,000 gold it is.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that none of our characters use, so are we just going to carry it around? And
or give it to the expeditionary force to use?
Not fucking
well,
magical items.
Hang on a second.
Why not?
No, keep the magical items, like... Don't
well, we've got
those.
A +2 short sword. Who's using that?
Okay, I can't.
Nobody.
Well,
we've got flame tongue. Who's using that? Nobody.
What can you use? What do you need something?
He's a veteran of the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the only thing
I'm a sorcerer. I can't use fuck all.
The only thing that I'm currently attuned to is the periaptive wound closure that I have. So like I could take like there's a ring of protection I could take maybe.
I thought we already did that. You should. You
I have none of this written down. Well, you should. I don't think we did any of that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Absolutely did.
Yeah, we absolutely did.
I have a robe of eyes.
Yeah.
You sure we did that?
Yes.
Yes. We 1,000% did because we argued over the robe of eyes.
Oh, I did write the plus one up there. That's probably why.
Oh my god.
I didn't write down the ring, but I wrote the plus one.
Cody, who do we know that we can replace somebody with?
Real people or like character people?
Yes.
Literally anyone.
Kieran, what are you doing?
Is Josh still living in Bloomington?
Sadly.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
He
can have my spot.
Declan will be ready in a day or in another couple months.
Logan would probably shit himself if he got to come and play D&D. But
Logan is more than welcome to play D&D. I will fuck that kid up.
I think he's at a good age to come sit at the table.
He played
a game. I'm not allowed to air it.
We just can't air it because he was too young at the time.
I was told to delete it. After I told
Jeff. You deleted it by accident.
No. That one I deleted on purpose.
You should have kept it anyway.
I thought about it. But I care about Jeff a lot more than other people on this podcast.
That's fair.
I appreciate that.
I'm also sad about that.
Because it would have been great. He learned all kinds of shit during that podcast.
He said a couple things that he was embarrassed to say.
Yeah, no, it was great. I was just like, I'm bringing Logan. And I went, huh.
Was it the word? I believe cock came out of his mouth a couple times. And that he looked at his dad and went.
You guys didn't even get some of the good shit.
Good shit.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else.
Cool. We're on the road.
Yeah.
On the road again.
There's very little space between Blingdenstone and
Neverlight Grove.
No, so you're not going to have a whole lot to encounter or anything. You do eventually come across Mike before you ever get to Neverlight Grove. You will get reports from the scouts. There are Mykonid hunting parties. You remember the hunters in Neverlight Grove. They went out.
We murdered a shit ton of them, didn't we?
No. A lot of them went with Basidia. It was the hunters that sided with her. They went out and they brought back dead things because that's what they ate and that's what they could turn into servants.
Sure, like fucking cordyceps mushrooms in Last of Us.
Spoiler alert!
It's an old game.
I know.
No, I know. It's also a new
show coming out.
Hey, guess what? It's cordyceps mushrooms. By the time this fucking airs, it'll be long since passed.
Okay, I don't give a fuck about anybody listening. I'm talking about me.
Play some games.
I do, just not that one.
Yeah, I mean, I would understand that anyways, because the fungal infestation is part of my stuff.
Yep.
And what I can do.
You get reports of that. If you keep pressing forward, you'll eventually see them.
But we're running into hunting parties.
Yeah.
And we thought that they all left with...
No, half of them left with Basidia.
Oh, okay.
The rest stayed with Philo.
I thought you just said that the hunting party.
Yes.
People sided
The hunter's mound went with Basidia.
Oh, so, okay. So these are new hunting
These
parties.
Are new hunters. Something has changed, at least, in You'd Neverlight Grove since you were clean. There. Do you approach any of these parties? Do you keep your distance? What do you do?
I mean, I would...
Kill
like,
them all.
I would like to have an Fireball. Idea of what we're walking into.
What's that?
Fireball.
I vote that.
It's an option.
Your scouts are able to say, okay, there's hunting parties up here. You can approach if you want. If you want to stand back and throw a fireball, that's fine. I need to know what you guys are doing.
Well, Lucas?
I just kind of came to the realization that everything here is probably hostile.
It is your time to shine. Fly on, you crazy bird. You want to fight? Here you go. You are set up. Cast your best spell, O wizard, and let us sit back in awe of your excellence.
Best spell.
Did the scouts say that they just said they saw hunting parties?
Yeah. Right.
Did the hunting parties act in any way towards them? Did they know they were there?
They didn't seem to notice us. We didn't go out of our way to
be noticed.
Yes.
How many?
Half a dozen.
Half a dozen parties or half a dozen people?
Half a dozen people in the party that you guys are near.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to make my... I'm going to make noise and make myself known.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know.
You're going to make contact.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just see.
That's
what
fine.
Do they have horrible Bronx accents like the kids' show?
No.
Oh, okay.
The kids' show?
VeggieTales?
Fucking, the fucking Mario Brothers. Toad and everybody have, like, these horrible accents. Mario!
Isn't going to be too dissimilar to the new movie that's coming out?
Oh, yeah. No, it's way worse.
Chris Pratt and whatever?
It's way worse.
Give me John.
Everyone's a great casting except Chris Pratt.
Give me John Leguizamo any day. I'm down.
No, this thanks. Was Lou Albano.
Captain Lou Albano?
Yes.
Yes.
He was Mario.
Shit, have you never seen that fucking show?
No, you're right. He was. Fuck, I forgot. He
I
also had
I
his
remember
own.
Remember who played
He was also in his own cartoon, by the way. Okay. There was a Hulk Hogan cartoon where he played himself. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was.
Fucking, like, but that was at the fucking Toad's voice. Mario, what are we gonna do? Fuck. And it was all like, Bowser was like, hey, what are you doing in this barn? It's all this, like, Rock's accent. It's a Bowser.
Is Lou Albano still alive? I want to know.
I don't think so.
Let's get him on the show.
You know that you're not going to be able to talk to them. You're going to have to let them poof and communicate telepathically.
Right. Can't
but
remember.
As you approach and make noise to make yourself known, they do turn and regard you.
Rage.
They're not threatening.
Regard me. Is that the only way to talk to them?
Yes. They can hear you, but you cannot hear them. They don't have voices. They don't have mouths.
I understand that.
Okay.
But there's other ways to communicate.
True. Yes.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Are there...
How do you want to communicate, Troy?
He bends over and flaps the cheeks of his buttocks to express out his anus.
I don't know that I'm just... I mean, I've got tongues, but tongues isn't going to work because that's talking.
They don't have tongues.
I got tongues, bro.
Can't remember what I took as far as... That might be the only thing, actually.
You know, like the shrooms.
It'd be cool if I could poof.
Nobody has telepathy at a certain range or anything like that.
I have a message.
Not...
We can retcon my spores and
currently.
I have great weapon fighting, which is a great way to speak to somebody.
I got message.
It's a great way to get to their inner thoughts right through the skull.
Didn't we have a helmet at some point?
Helmet of telepathy?
We did. Yeah. No, we did.
Who has it? Or did we just sell it at the market?
I don't know. I'll look and see if it's on my character sheet. But
helmet
I did
of
have
telepathy
a helmet
would have come from the first half of the game.
Yes,
not
it did.
Not from...
Correct.
I don't know who had it.
I did for a long time. I gave it to somebody who's probably dead now.
Probably. Or blue.
But I did have it. Jeff is correct. I don't show it on my list, so I'm not counting it.
Okay.
I throw my bag of fluff at them. Go, boars.
Would my ring stop me from being able to talk to them?
I honestly don't remember. What's your ring do? I'm looking it up.
Okay.
That's the monster manual.
It's a much different book. Do you need a DMG or did I still hand you my
you
DMG?
Handed me yours. Rods, robes, rings. Not the right rings. No.
It would not.
It would not. Okay. You can allow telepathy if you want.
Okay. Then I will. Okay.
You'll walk up and poof?
Yeah, I mean, I'll
let them poof?
Yeah.
Is anybody else going with?
I mean, yeah, I'll back him up.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so you're all going to be in the poof.
Rage.
Poof.
Counterspell.
Fireball.
He counterspelled the fireball, let the rage go through.
Dispel.
Okay.
Can't
are you guys going to be in the poof so that you can communicate?
Yes.
Yeah, we already said that. Calm down. Jeez.
I already said the best way to communicate is with the glaive to the skull.
That's the first time I think he's got mad at the table.
It's not. This is the first time he's expressed it.
Yeah. It's the first time that he casted rage.
If you wouldn't have spent time printing, you would have spent time prepping.
Before he always casted disappointment.
Cast disappointment. Let's make that a t-shirt, shall we?
Greetings, softers.
The fuck did you call me? That's not the voice.
Keep going, Pee-wee Herman. You'll get there.
We waited 2 hours for that.
All you gotta do is say your name and you'll get into the voice.
Not to my head.
All the things you said, running in my hand, all the things you said.
Wow, I haven't thought about that song in a long time.
Holy
that was less than 7 seconds. We're good.
It's a parody.
It was fast enough. It was
missing all fucking things.
Yeah. Softers. So would I know why they would call us that?
That's what they call.
Is that what they called before?
Fleshy people.
I just don't remember.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. When Kieran.
Greetings.
Everybody was here before, that's what they were called.
I would say greetings back.
Greetings, mushroom stamp.
What brings you to this area? Can we help you?
We're traveling down to the labyrinth, and we figured we would stop by and see the tidings of Neverlight Grove on the way.
Oh, are you coming for the celebration?
There's a celebration?
The wedding.
It's happening here?
No.
Oh.
No, we're getting ready to go.
Oh, you are?
Didn't that already happen?
No.
Like 6 months ago?
No, we saw a vision of a wedding.
Oh.
Yes.
Jeff is giving us a second chance to stop it.
No, it's not a second chance. It's...
But we already saw her traveling.
Yes.
So you guys are getting ready to leave to follow?
We're gathering congregants.
Anybody want to tell me what congregants means?
Members of a church.
Yeah.
Oh, congregation. Gotcha.
People to go to the wedding.
Gotcha.
Celebrants.
I am readying fireball.
Yahoo! It's a celebration.
So you're just trying to get people to follow you to attend the wedding.
I'm always up for a party.
Oh, really?
That was better.
Good time. Come on.
You're more than welcome to come join.
Do you do the limbo? I'm pretty good.
When did you become Cheech Marin?
Sounds like nothing like Cheech Marin.
It's close.
Lucas, I remember you and your racist Hispanic accents.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about at all.
Superman, he no home.
Oh, man. I wish we'd been able to record that.
Alex was pretty drunk that night, too.
It was entertaining.
The only Cheech Marin quote that I know is, pussy, pussy, pussy.
Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers.
That must be like a quarter pounder, man.
I
just like the idea.
I'm not cutting it. Don't worry.
I just like the idea that Schroeder has to go, the only Cheech Marin I know is, and then it's just beep.
I kind of like when Dave's not at work or is just like, he's gone home to lunch. He's like, hey, where's Dave? And I can go, Dave's not here, man.
My boss gets that.
Born in East LA.
That's a completely different movie that I thought of. Forgot about.
And see,
it's not even a Cheech and Chong movie. It's just Cheech.
Yeah,
yeah.
And see, at no point did he sound like Trogdor. You fuck.
Corsican Brothers, by the way, is a very underrated flick.
Never seen that one.
When are you guys leaving for the wedding?
I mean, we're sending people bit by bit.
Gotcha. Now, when you say bit by bit.
Not piece by piece.
No, not piece by piece. No,
I'm just throwing it out there. I mean,
this bit.
No, the hunters are gathering more to. I'm trying to think of the word that they would use for it.
Harvest.
Yeah, we're harvesting corpses and things.
Right.
We're making celebrants.
Right. Anyone else like to burn it? Burn it with fire.
I'm not saying no. But do we not want to try to interfere with this?
I feel like we should.
But I mean, do we want to start the fire now, or do we want to start the fire?
We didn't start the fire, Troy.
It was always
burning. But it's been burning since the world's been turning.
We didn't light it, but we'll try to fight it.
Right. So
I'm ready to go home
again.
You were ready to go home when we hit record.
My further point. We don't want to cause a ruckus yet.
Yeah. If you guys continue on down this tunnel, you'll come to the entrance of Neverlight Grove. You're more than welcome. Sovereign Philo will be happy to greet you and host you.
I'm just gonna throw this out here because it took me this long to get to it because I've been trying to rhyme this whole time and been ignoring you guys entirely.
I know.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Cezric Can, and Gromph Bonray.
Oh my god!
That's as far as I've got thus far, but I'm trying to get a whole lyric in.
You're really reaching for shit.
I'm not. That rhymes. That scans. That's...
We're on our way out. We're going out on a hunt. You guys are more than welcome to head back. We'll be back probably in the next day or so.
Is Philo going to forcibly turn us into celebrants, or are we just welcome to?
No, you're welcome to join. It's a joyous day.
That's weird. What was that demon wedding we skipped out on?
This one.
Oh my god. Are you fucking kidding
you
me?
You stupid fuck.
I'm not joking.
We've even been talking about it for the last 5 minutes. I'm
literally joking. Let's keep going.
No, you're not.
No. Oh. Is that why you're that red?
No, I'm red because I've been laughing for the past 10 minutes. I'm trying to figure out how to play off of Cody's rhyme, and I can't figure it out. It's bugging the fuck out of me.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. Resonate.